The federal government is facing growing demands for more stringent privacy protections on electronic medical records. The extended opt-out period for the rollout of the MyHealth digital records is nearly over, but promised safeguards are yet to be legislated. And Labor and some crossbench senators are asking the coalition to wait a little longer before going ahead with it. Here's our political reporter, Melissa Clark.
If you don't want an electronic medical health record, you have until Thursday to opt out before one is created for you. It's the end of the extended opt-out period, the federal government having stretched it because of widespread concern about how patients' privacy would be affected and how secure the database would be. But Labor wants another extension. Opposition health spokeswoman Catherine King.
There has been a lot of concern about just how short the opt-out period is, so we think it needs a bit more time. Also, I think the Australian public need a bit more time to actually get their heads around what this actually means for them, what it means for the provision of their healthcare, and what it actually also means for their privacy.
The Coalition has committed to several changes to tighten security, including allowing patients to delete their e-health record at any time. The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has also promised to bring in changes that include preventing employers and private health insurance companies from accessing the records and greater protection for young people and domestic violence victims. But those changes won't have passed Parliament by the time the opt-out period ends on Thursday. Labor's Catherine King wants those protections in place first.
If there is anything we can do to strengthen both privacy and security of data, then we absolutely should do it before we actually open up this record to every single Australian.
A spokeswoman for the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the electronic system has been operating successfully for 6 years, pointing out that more than 6.3 million Australians have a MyHealth record already, and there has never been a reported security breach of the system. But when the Senate sits next week, Labor will be pushing for more changes, such as making it easier to limit what different health providers can see. Crossbench Senator Stirling Griff from Centre Alliance is worried too. He wants changes that go even further. Police and government departments can access the electronic records if they have a court order. But Senator Griff wants them prohibited from accessing the data under any circumstances and will try to amend the government's legislation.
Look, my amendment is simply to keep sensitive personal health data just that. For your eyes and for your chosen health professional, not for any government department to be able to access at any time.
Labor doesn't back that idea, so it will struggle to pass. But it demonstrates the tricky negotiations the coalition faces next week in the Senate. The Health Minister's spokeswoman says only 4% of Australians have chosen to opt out and that patients can have their electronic record deleted at any time. But as well as having to convince the public the system is secure, the government has to convince the Parliament. Senator Griff from Centre Alliance is just one who is yet to be assuaged.
But the bottom line, whenever you've got a large database, which this is, and also evidenced by the fact that you've had well over 1 million people opt out, there is potential for inappropriate use, so it's important that in any access that does happen with the system is appropriate.
Centre Alliance Senator Stirling Griff and that report from Melissa Clark in Canberra.